Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to talk about the hammer of the hammerhead sharks. There are seven species belonging to that genus, Sphaerna, plus another one, the winghead shark, which has a hammer that looks, yes, you guessed it, like wings. That thing is huge. It's about half of its body length. Let's first look at some facts of hammerheads before we go into more detail with the hammer. Hammerheads are likely close related to the Carcharhinid sharks. These are the bulls, black tips, oceanics, and so on. If you ever see a hammerhead from the side and don't really see the hammer, then you can understand why they most likely are related to the gray sharks. The earliest hammerheads appeared in the Miocene. This is about 20 million years ago. So when it comes to evolution of sharks, they just recently appeared. But it seems to be a fact they represent the youngest group of sharks. So they're unique. I mean, they're really, really unique. So how about this hammer? Well, this thing, the hammer, is mostly called in scientific circles a cephalofoil or a hydrofoil. Cephalo refers to the head or skull, hydro to water. So a waterfoil. That's actually pretty accurate what happened. So, but of course, we will see sensory organs have a saying in this as well. There are different ideas what caused the head of these sharks to laterally expand. At the moment, it seems that vision is the prime trigger. The eyes allow a hammerhead to see 360 degrees with an increased binocular vision. Binocular vision means that an animal that has two eyes is able to perceive a single three-dimensional image of its surroundings in that area where the individual eyes' sides overlap. So we can see 3D, but as soon as you cover one eye, well, then the 3D goes. Okay, that's basically what it is. And that is within examined hammerheads over 30 degrees overlap. In comparison, lemons have an overlap of about 10 degrees. But if you look at the winghead, that thing has an overlap of close to 50 degrees. Wow, right? So, what other advantages do you have when you possess such a wild field of vision? Well, hammerheads can look, and I just mentioned it, backwards. 360 degrees, they can really look backwards. How to analyze that picture in their brains is a complete different pair of shoes. And to my knowledge, nobody works on that right now. But then again, maybe there is a hidden government facility. Yeah, right. So the hammerheads had the urge to see, quote-unquote, better and started to widen their skulls. With better, I mean that there was a need, most likely, to either have a better binocular vision, front and back, or then a larger field of vision. But the hammer has, of course, other advantages. One of them is improved mobility. Hydrofoil, okay? If you ever have the chance to observe a great hammerhead to turn, it will blow you away. That thing, despite its size, which can reach about 6 meters or 20 feet, can turn on a penny. Seriously, it is unbelievable how tight their turns can be and, even more so, how quickly they do it. There is actually a correlation between the size of the hammer and the pectoral fins. The larger the hammer, smaller the pectoral fins. The pecs are normally used for steering. But with that head, they improved that tremendously. So maybe nature thought they can reduce the pectorals a bit since they lost some of their need. But who knows what Mother Nature was really thinking. Then there's another advantage, Ampullae of Lorenzini. They as well are now on a much larger area, hence hammerheads have more of those than other sharks. If you can't remember what these ampullae were, they can detect bioelectrical fields and heat. What came first? It's not that clear. But fact is that one had to come before the other. So maybe we should look into that in a new podcast down the road. Well, I have to make a note on that right away. Otherwise, I will have forgotten it before the end of this podcast. So how about smell? The noses are right in front of their eyes, so they are further apart. So it seems detecting an odor source is easier, which is an added advantage. So it's actually not the source that is easier to detect. It's more that the shark can stay more focused in the odor corridor. So if we would write down all the advantages that this new head offers, we would have to conclude that hammerheads are the most advanced creatures among sharks. And that is what some scientists believe. I read somewhere that some of my colleagues assume that if shark evolution keeps going the way it does, having a hammer is the way to go and all the other head shapes, head types would sort of vanish. We sure won't live until that happens, and likely neither the hammerheads, considering how we keep killing them. So, they might be the most evolved one, but they're gone by the time the others could start to evolve into hammerheads as well, so we will never know. Some populations have already been erased. So there's nature that shows another example of brilliance. And our answer is, we don't really care about who is more advanced than the other. All we want is the money. So we kill them. The hammer is a brilliant invention of nature. And mind-boggling. So a hammerhead is a very sophisticated shark that actually dwarfs other sharks somehow. But only somehow. Because there's something that is not so superior or large or exceptional despite the size of these things. Can you guess? Yep. Their jaws. If you look at the 4-meter great hammerhead, 14-footer or whatever, and a tiger shark the same size, those jaws do not even come close to the size seen in tigers. So he cannot really go after these big prey, right? That's what we would assume. But, you know what? That doesn't really seem to matter if you look at the capabilities of how hammerheads actually can use their hammer. For example, the great hammerheads, when they go after stingrays, they actually hit the stingrays with the hammer and pin them down. I've never seen it live, but I've seen some footage and it was quite spectacular. So here as well, nature just showed us another trick how it can use the hammer. So besides vision, smell, amply being able to turn quickly, well, it can also use it to chase down, to feed. Amazing, right? I always find it unbelievable how nature can create all these things. No wonder do more and more scientists and inventors try to copy nature. I was very young when I started to love biology. Of course, it started with sharks, dinosaurs, and led to other creatures. And it ended up with me taking actually several classes on insects. Another mind-boggling field. Anyway, the next time you see a hammerhead, or for the first time, remember how beautiful nature is. There's no knowing what nature will come up with next, as long as we're able to preserve our world. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.